Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for September 8th, 2025. So we had the 30-year fix just drop once again. This is almost the lowest level we've seen over a year. So what's actually happening behind the scenes? Well, great question. We had a jobs report that came out last Friday that was dismal, but we do have the stock market hitting record high. We got the NASDAQ, the S&P just hitting record highs right through here that you're seeing there. But the one concern I have is what if, with all this good news, what if the courts deem the tariffs illegal? I want to go into that here in a second, but before we go there, I do want to show you an article that I was in over the weekend right through here on Yahoo Finance. It was a question that they asked me, and they asked me, it was about a 45-minute conversation, and the take on this, I'll give you that here in a second, but folks, I'm not FOMOing real estate. I'm not FOMOing interest rates where you have to refinance. Basically, I don't want rates to go back into 2%. So we'll talk about that here later in this video. But without further ado, folks, let's get to these things. Why did they change today? Well, let's get over to it. So my name is Dan Freo. I do this report each day so you guys can understand what's going on with those and the why behind they're changing. So what we're going to talk about today is right through here. Why did mortgage rates just hit almost a record low over the last year or two that we've seen? And then why are the markets rallying right through here? So I do want to take it over to Rick Santelli for one second. I'm going to go to CNBC. We have the bond market right now. It's up 2 ticks, meaning rates shouldn't really move at all today. But the big thing behind the scenes is right through here. Is the Federal Reserve, is their main concern this week on the inflation front? Because we have inflationary numbers coming out this week, the consumer inflation and producer inflation. But the biggest news, I think, it might be surprising people. So let's get over to Rick Santelli. I'm going to get his take on this. But my biggest concern right now are tariffs. And that's what we're going to take a deeper dive in here in a second. So Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
Rick Santelli joins us now with the bond report out in Chicago. Rick, just how important are those rates heading into next week's Fed meeting?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's been all about the labor market, but all these moves that we had, of course, are going to be evaluated through the prism of inflation. We know the Fed's very concerned and has been mostly right about the deterioration of the labor market, but they're also very concerned, think Austin Goolsbee and others, about the inflation implications as well, which could really balance their easing strategy. Let's take a look. If we look at 4-day charts of twos and tens, these are important because they encompass JOLTS, which was weak, ADP, which was weak, and of course the August jobs report, which was weak. And you can see how it looks. But it's much more than that, Dom, because really it was all kicked off on August 1st with the July jobs report. Look at twos and tens since the July jobs report. And you can see that really changed everything. And we're just adding on in terms of all the other weak metrics. However, if you do look at a September start, September 22, this is 3 years ago. This is where the 2-year will close if it stays at its current 3.5% yield, the lowest yield close in 3 years. Now, the tens, they're not quite there yet. We're still comping, as you pointed out, to the 7th intraday on a closing basis to the 4th of April. Why does any of this matter? Because the twos are really stoked for the rate cut series to begin. And in many ways, you look at a two, looks like a quarter point at every meeting. We'll have to wait and see. If inflation's warm, we might get a September cut, but it might stop there. It's huge, Dom. Back to you.
So really, the markets don't know what's going on. So based on the jobs report and the inflation front, it's going to be all over the map. But they're expecting, if inflation doesn't take a big jump, they're expecting 50 basis point cuts. But I'm thinking it's going to be a 25 basis point cut at the next meeting and another 25 basis point cut. So what am I talking about if you're new to my channel? Well, let's kind of go back to some of this information. What we've seen over the last couple of days is the job market completely deteriorating. We had a jobs report, JOLTS index, like Rick Santelli said, that was bad. We had jobs numbers from ADP, which was bad, which I really don't put much emphasis on. But then when we got the government numbers, that basically solidified it. So now what the markets are saying, okay, the jobs market's deteriorating, but we also have that inflation there. But there's one other curveball that I want to throw you guys. Here's that thing right through here. I want to go over two different things with you. The national debt clock. Okay, this shows us that our country really doesn't have any money. We're $37 trillion in debt. Well, let's scroll over just real quick and let's talk for a minute. What if the courts deem tariffs illegal? Okay, so this could be bigger than the inflation numbers. It could be bigger than the employment numbers. Here's why. So far, the Treasury Department took in $183 billion in tariff money this year. Well, if they deem this illegal, we're we're going to have to refund that money. Well, how do we get that money? Because we sure as heck don't have it in our coffers. What do we have to do? They have to issue bonds. So what's going to happen to the bond market if this happens? Folks, it's going to be terrible. Let me go over and give you an idea what would happen. Let's say we have to throw $187 billion in new debt into the equation. It's kind of like the housing market in 2008. I won't go that far. But what happened in the housing market in 2008? There was tons of foreclosures because of bad mortgages. So what did we see? We saw millions of homes getting put on the market. That's what really crushed the market, which causes price to go down. What's going to happen here is if these tariffs are deemed illegal, which I don't think so, but we're going to monitor this, we're going to have a flood of bonds into the market. What happens when you have a flood of something in the market, like we saw houses? Well, normally what happens is prices go down. Well, let's get over to this chart right through here so we can go over that. If the prices go down, what happens to interest rates? Good question to ask. So I want to go over today's chart with you guys, folks. Here is our MBS chart for the day, which you have to understand. Well, let's get over to here. When the chart goes up, you know, here's where we were. So on this day, we were at 101.75. You can see that right there in the little red cell across there in the box. And this is 102.6. So the price of the bond went up. What happens when prices of bonds go up? Rates come down. Okay, so but on the flip side of that is, wonder if you have a flood of bonds in the market, like $186 billion. What's going to happen? Well, the prices are just going to deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate until somebody, they find a buyer. With that much debt in the market, it's going to be hard to find a buyer that's really wanting, you know, no interest rate on this thing. So as they pump out this volume, interest rates are going to continue to go up and up and up to absorb all of this debt that might be posted here shortly. So stay tuned every day. We're going to focus in on inflation. We're going to focus in on jobs. We're also going to focus in on tariffs, but we're not going to focus in on like the China and Japanese and India. We want to find out with our U.S. courts, is it going to be deemed illegal or not? That's going to be the biggest catalyst when it comes to mortgage rates this year. So let's get over to the look at the next rest of the information that we got for today and maybe the rest of this week. There's really no economic news out for today. You can see the economic calendar is blank for the day. We do have Wednesday, producer inflation coming in. Thursday, consumer inflation coming in. Just like Rick Santelli, this is major information. But the markets are as concerned about the jobs market, and it's going to be concerned about these tariffs. I'm not sure why it's not making national headlines. You go across the board when you look at the stock market. Look at the stock market today. It's basically a Cinderella story. You go across here, and when I talk about Cinderella story, here's what I mean. When you have all the equity indices up, we got the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Russell all up. And I think two of these hit record highs. We saw the VIX down. This is the anxiety level on Wall Street. Not sure how the VIX is down at this time, but anxiety's down. Look at cryptocurrencies. It's up. And we got oil. It's up. So it's the only one that's not a part of the Cinderella story. Why do I say that? Well, we focus here on oil as well because our main emphasis is where inflation's going. Okay, oil is a big piece of this because as you see oil tick above $65 a barrel, it's a little more inflationary. 70, 80, 90, it's pushing up that inflation number. So as long as we can keep oil $65 or below, it's going to keep us right in the sweet spot right now with that data. So again, when you go to the rest of the economic news we have for the rest of the week, it's inflationary numbers on the producer and consumer side. We're going to focus in on those, and so is the Fed. Because the Federal Reserve, what they monitor and they control is right through here. They monitor the inflation on the PCE. We got that just a couple of weeks ago. It did uptick to 2.6, but it was right in line with expectations, and that was expected. We had the unemployment rate last week tick up from 4.2 to 4.3. If you didn't watch that video, check out. We started creating our own systems to help us predict, you know, employment numbers and things like that to see if we can do a little bit better than the government, maybe even ADP. So I think if you check out last Friday's video, we nailed it when it comes to the unemployment rate, where a lot of people miss that. And then on the GDP, gross domestic production, the economy is still pretty productive. And now you're going to start hearing more and more and more about stagflation. What that means is when you have higher inflation than you really want and the economy is not growing. Well, right now we do have the economy growing, but if the employment numbers keep going the way they're going, you're going to see kind of a dismal market at some point. But I'm not expecting that. I'm thinking as long as the tariffs get passed, because the tariff part of this equation was a huge part of the new big beautiful tax bill. So if the tariff revenue goes away, they're going to have to revamp the whole system. So it's a little more concerning than a lot of people were expecting at this time. So I'm not quite sure, again, why it's not on mainstream media anywhere, but you heard it first here, folks. So we're going to concentrate on that because that will play a big role in what happens to these over through here. So that's that part of the report for today. Let's get over to the Federal Reserve, what they're expected to do in 8 days. They're expected to cut rates. Now, are they going to cut a quarter, a half, more, none? Let's get over to it. Let's see what the CME FedWatch group is telling us what the expectations are. We're going to click this to probability. And now there is an 88% chance they're going to have a 0.25% cut right through here. So the federal funds rates will drop from 4.25% to 4.5% and 4.5% to 4% to 4.25%. But there's also an 11% chance that they might cut rates by 50 basis points. Because right now the federal funds rate is 4.25% to 4.5%. And don't believe me, I can bring that up right through here. That's where it is there. And right through here, across through here, you're going to see what the federal funds rate might be at some point. Okay, in the meeting dates for the Federal Reserve. They're saying in next year about this time, we might have rates maybe right in through here. So could you imagine the federal funds rate 3 to 3.25% a year from now? That's 100 basis points or more than where we are today. So focus in on these. We're going to focus in on tariffs, employment, and inflation to help guide you guys on what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. So my name is Dan Free. I'll come in here each day to explain to you guys what's going on with rates and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do it is I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. Put my 35 years of experience to work for you guys if you're looking to buy or sell or refinance. But we do have an interesting kind of slogan here. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 33 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? And why do we do that? Well, let's get to how. I work at a federal bank, and that means I'm federally licensed throughout the entire country as well as Puerto Rico. But the cool thing about us is we're also, I can't say we're a broker because we're a federal bank, but we act as like a broker. And here's why. A lot of us who came to this bank was in the broker environment. So what we ask the bank is saying, how can we help create an atmosphere that might be helpful for our clients, similar to a brokerage? So we can set up, have all these different programs and rates and things like that. So they said, okay, let's work on this. So the last few years, they've built up this system, and now we have over 30 different lenders that we can work with and you can work with. So by putting your application into our system right through here, it's going to be one application, not several applications that you normally do. It's going to be one credit pool, not several credit pools like you normally do. And we're going to get you rates and compare them with over 33 lenders. You can't do that on your own. So let us do the heavy lifting for you. How do you get involved? Well, I'll give you a shortcut to that. Just go to therateupdate.com. You can do one of a few things. One, give us a call, 844-775-5626. Two, ask Dan. Just ask me a question if you want to get the ball rolling on some things, or if you're looking to refinance, you know, I can give you some quotes on some different products and things like that. But if you want to put in your application, you can do that right through here. But we do have some interesting things on our website right through here. If you're looking to buy, please don't take one of those down payment assistance programs that you have to pay back because it's going to make it almost impossible to refinance. Make sure you check out programs like this that gives you up to $7,000. No strings attached, no lien, no payments. If you're out there sitting on the sidelines saying, I don't know when to refinance, well, reach out to us. Go through here and I'll tell you this. Go into the refinance tab. What you're going to tell me here is what interest rate you would like to refinance. If you don't really know, we'll put it 1% lower than you're at currently. Maybe 2% if you're at 8%. So go in here, put in your mortgage information and let me know what rate you would like to for me to reach out to you when it hits there. A lot of people are requesting right now. They're at 7.5. They're like, Dan, when this hits 6.5, give us a call. And we've been buried with clients getting back to them with that. So if that's you, please reach, put in your information right through here. And so we can track those rates for you. And when rates hit exactly where you want it to be, I'll be reaching out to you. But if you already got some quotes, here's what I want you to do. So you're like, Dan, I've already got, you know, I've gotten 3, 4, or 5 different quotes. Here's what I want you to do. Pick the best one. Call that lender. Give them one last shot. Say, hey, I'm going to get one last quote. And here's what I'm going to promise you. If I can beat them on the rate and the fees, both those, I'm hoping to win you as a client. If not, please stay with your current lender. But how do you do that? So you're going to go into the loan review tab. You're going to upload your loan estimate. What I'll do is I'll do a personalized video right to you, send it to you, and go over the rate, the fees, the programs, anything else you want on there, and I'll get back with you and make sure that you're satisfied with our quote. And if you are, we'll go ahead and move forward with that. So that's it for today, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I'll be back tomorrow morning at the opening bell to let you know how all this starts another day, folks. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.